Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Ches Omid Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're getting a brand new siman, a long, beautiful siman about the halachos of Eruv Tavshilin. And we'll jump right in with Sif Aleph. Yom Tov Shechol Yos Be'er Shabbos. The Chabad writes, when Yom Tov comes out on a Friday, so we all know you're not allowed to cook on Friday for Shabbos. Yom Tov is not Mechin for Shabbos, so what are you supposed to do? You want to have hot food on Shabbos. So lo yivasho b'tchilo l'tzorach Shabbos, what you're not allowed to do is, if you don't make an Erev Tavshilin, is to go cook Friday afternoon, right before Shabbos starts, cooking for Shabbos, because that's preparing on Friday for Shabbos, and that, as we'll see, could be a possible Issa D'Oraisa. Aval, what should you do? Mavashlu kamo kederes l'yontif. You should make several dishes when there's enough time to eat them on Yontif, and this way they could be for Yontif. And then, even though you're actually going to leave over an entire dish of those several dishes that you made for Shabbos, the imhosir, hosir l'Shabbos. Anything left over, since it could have been eaten on Yom Tov, is allowed to be used for Shabbos. Now, this requires a tremendous amount of discussion, and we'll see that in the Mishneh Berurah in a moment. Now, Mechaber continues and he says, the ayde erev, but if you made an erev tavshilin, mevashel betchilo l'Shabbos, then you can lechatchila go and cook for Shabbos, although we see it's not something you can just do at the end of Yom Tov Friday afternoon, but we'll see there are many details that I'm sure many people are already familiar with. Now, let's begin with the Mishneh Berurah. Mishneh Berurah Sifkat Nalev tells us, the ein naf gemina, there is no difference whether we're dealing with Ben Yom Tov Rishon in Chutz La'aretz, Ben Yom Tov Sheni Shogolu. So whether it's the second day of Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz, the same halacha supply, demchol Yom Tov Sheni Be'er Shabbos, if it's a Thursday, Friday, Yom Tov, so on Friday you want to cook for Shabbos, even though it's Yom Tov Sheni Shogolius, all the rules apply. Gam ken also levash lo Shabbos, you're not allowed to cook l'chadchili, even in Yom Tov Sheni, for Shabbos, im lo ayidei erev shiyarev me'erev Yom Tov Rishon, unless you, of course, made an erev tavshilin, which then would allow you to do so. Dear Shu, footnote number one brings down about a person from Eretz Yisrael who finds himself in Chutz La'aretz. He doesn't want to stay in Chutz La'aretz. He happens to be there in Chutz La'aretz, and it's a Thursday, Friday, Yom Tov Chutz La'aretz. For him, Friday is an absolute day of chol. Should he make an erev tavshilin? So it's brought down in Simon Tov Tzadivov, She'eno Tzorich Laniach Erev Tavshilin. In that situation, he should not make an Erev Tavshilin. And the reasoning is, Shav Shechayev Odom Linho Kichumri Hamokum Sholachlusham, even though he has to, in public, certainly hold, and not do Malachus in public, because it's going to look very weird if a firm religious Jew is doing Malacha and everybody else is refraining from Malacha, that's only Bid Davar Sheba Vahesi, that's only something that's done in public. And the reasoning behind this is because it's going to lead to machlokis. He's doing work, he's not doing work, this one claims he's right, this one claims he's right, and therefore we don't do that. However, lohaniach erev tavshilin, shudvar v'tzina, ho, making of an erev tavshilin is a private thing, so he doesn't have any chumra, any chiv to be machmir on himself in this situation. However, in regards to doing malacha b'tzina, so then he's chayiv lino kamosim, then he shouldn't do things in a way that would be visible to others. So even if it's betzina, there are still certain halachos that apply. But here, he's not doing something, and there's no problem in not doing something. The Mechaber continues, and he writes that in the situation where you didn't make an erev tavshilin, you know what you should do? You should go and make a number of kederos for yontif, and if one's left over, you can use it for Shabbos. And the Mishmur adds over here, Sukkot and Beis, Vafilu ninosar kidero shleimu kula. He put up four chalim pots, and he eats three of them on yontif, and he has a full leftover one for Shabbos. Heter gomer. Because at the beginning, because all four could have been used on Yontif, but you can't have a wink-wink, a fake, and say, yeah, I'm cooking all four when you're by yourself and you're only going to need one. As we'll learn later on, the end of this beautiful siman. We'll get to it in Yitzhak Shem. In Siv Chav Gimel, in Siv Tov Kuf Gimel. We'll see it also in Siv Chav Gimel over here, and we already learned some of this in Siv Tov Kuf Gimel. Siv Chav Gimel, the Mechaber writes, but if you made an Erev Tavshilin, which here we just call an Erev, we'll explain in Dershu Foot number 4 why it got the name Erev, i.e. the Erev making an Erev Tavshilin, Mevashu B'Tchilo, even L'Chatchilo, you'll have to go cook on Friday, Yontif, for Shabbos. Now what's going on? So the Mishneh Berurah explains. Kosuwa Poskim brings down from the various Poskim. There's a famous Machlokis in the Gemara in Beitza and other places. The Heter HaErev, that this allowance for you to cook on Friday Yontif for Shabbos, who af leman diyomar, this is even according to the opinion that melacha Shabbos ain nasa biyontif mid araisa, that there is an issa daraisa, as I mentioned before, according to this opinion, to cook on Friday Yontif for Shabbos. Now, in the Bir Halacha, the Chavetz Chaim writes over here This is based upon the reasoning of Rabbah in the Gemara in Psachim, and as I said, it's found in Beitz and in other places as well. So this is known as the Sheet of Rabbah, Hol Umikloi Orchim, since guests could come, it is allowable. That's how the Erev Tavshilin works, even against the Daraisa. Mikomakum, the Mishnah Berurah says, Mahania Erev, the Erev works even if you hold it to the Daraisa. Because the Mikomakum in Kanela Issim Midirei Sofer, because the bottom line is you're only going to be transgressing a rabbinical enactment if you don't make an Erev Tavshilin, because Midirei Daraisa, because on a Daraisa Torah level, when you're cooking on Friday, Yontif, even though you're cooking for Shabbos, it could still be used on Friday Yontif. Hol, the famous rule of Hol. Since the Ilu Mikloi Archim, if guests were to suddenly come at your door, you'd want to give them food, the Chazil El Yontif Gufa, and this would be edible on Yontif. So even though your intention was to cook it for Shabbos, since it could be used on Yontif, the Issur D'oraisa goes away, and it's only an Issur D'rabbanan to do this. And for the Issur D'rabbanan, the Erev Tavshilin can work. Imkain, ain't no Issa Bezet, therefore there is no Issa Daraisa, and it's only Rakmi the Rabbanan. So the rabbi says, we don't want you to do this, and therefore the Erev Tavshilin, which we'll see, essentially shows that you started preparing ready for Shabbos before Yantav started, allows you to do this. Obloshol Shabbos, Shushas Hatcha, Kitiru Aide Erev, and therefore, since you need to want to have hot food for Shabbos, so the rabbis allowed this Erev Tavshilin to get around this Issa the Rabbanan that they set up. Now, rationale is because it looks like you already started cooking from Wednesday afternoon, which is Erev Yontif, and through the Yontif, Virak Shagomer Yontif, and you're only completing it on Yontif, and therefore that's allowed because of the Erev Tavshilin, Okidel Kameh Bago, as we will see, Mitzvah Hashem, today still in the Ramah. Now, Deir Shavut number 2 brings down that the Gemara in Psachim says that there's a machlokas amarayim. We have Rabba's Shita that says Daraisa, Kishim Shosim in Atorah, Lassos Malacha B'yontif, Litzorach Yom Chol, Kachos Lassos Litzorach Shabbos. Or, Oshim in Atorah, technically Hutta Lassos Litzorach Shabbos, you'd be allowed to go and cook on Friday Yontif for Shabbos. There is no Issa of being Mechin on Yontif for Shabbos, Midaraisa. However, the rabbis came along and said, Asur Sadova, Mishmi Shechosh Shavo Lassos Gam Litzorach Yom Chol. Because once you're allowed to cook on Friday, not for Friday Yontif, and you're allowed to cook for Shabbos, you may also mistakenly come to think that you can also go cook for Sunday, Chol. And therefore, the rabbis instituted this Isser Dirabon. The issue foot number 3 will start in the second paragraph, where it says, what about doing other malachos on Yontif, Friday, for Shabbos, without an Erev Tavshilin? For example, can you fold your talis on Yontif? You finish Shachris on Yontif, and now you want to fold up your talis. After Shachris and Musaf, you want to fold up your talis for the next day. Can you do that? So this is a machlokus amongst the poskim. The Elyeh Rabba says, you need an Erev Tavshilin. Hits with Lekach Erev Tavshilin. Without an Erev Tavshilin, you can't fold up. Just like you can't cook on Friday, Yontif, for Shabbos, you can't fold your talis on Friday, Yontif, for Shabbos. That's the Elyeh Rabba's opinion. And Rekiva Eger brings down, no, you're allowed to do this without an Erev Tavshilin. And he says, Maisa hachana she'eno malacha, an action over here that's not a real malacha daraisa. So miyontov shikdusha sukala l'shabbos shikdusha chamura eino asur klal. It's not really a malacha. So since yontov is lighter than Shabbos, you're allowed to go and do it. Eino asur b'chlal. And he writes, same thing would apply to rolling a sefer Torah. Let's say shul only has one sefer Torah. They laying it on Friday morning yontif, and now they want to have it in the right place for Shabbos morning. So are you allowed to go and roll it? Do you need an Erev Tavshilin or not? So this also is the same machlokes between the Elyeh Rabba and Rukiva Eger. Then he says, Legabe hatzos hamitos miyontil Shabbos. Can you make your bed on Friday morning so it'll be nice and freshly made for Friday night, which is Shabbos? So here we have the Shaar HaTzion, who writes that the opinion of Rukiva Eger is correct. He doesn't even mention the opinion over here of the Elyeh Rabba, and the person will be allowed to go and make his bed without an Erev Tavshilin. He also points out that everyone agrees that if you did make an Erev Tavshilin, then you definitely can go fold your talis and make your beds. Similar machlokas applies in doing galila. So you're laning and you want to do galila on Friday morning, and you're going to go and put the galila there for uses on Shabbos. Otherwise, you could leave it unrolled up. So here, there is an opinion that says that you can't go and tie it when you're doing the galila. You're tying it, so you can't do that even if you made an Erev Tavshilin. Also, sadover gam kishniach Erev Tavshilin. And he brings down this opinion from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav as well, because the Erev Tavshilin ain't no matir. The Erev Tavshilin only works to allow you to go prepare something for Friday for Shabbos. El l'sakin is tzarchei tzudish Shabbos. The low es shahachonos. He says it wouldn't work for the Sefer Torah. However, the Shaar HaTzion says that according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, shehitra sadover, he would allow it. And he writes, Shadavim mutu afilu below Erev Tavshilin. According to Rekiv Eger, it would even be permissible without an Erev Tavshilin. Finally, Dershu footnote number 4 brings down, according to the Ramah, brings down the Rosh Yosef, Fikoch gam nikra dover Erev. The reason why it's called Erev is Shari inyano lo Arev es ma shebi shomir Erev Yontif l'Shabbos. Because you're mixing together that which you cooked and prepared on Erev Yontif with that which you're cooking and preparing on Yontif itself, and this Erev, this mixture now, is what allows you to go and do this. V'chein bi'a harid, the Tosus Rid brings this down, also the Riaz, and they both understand that that's what Erev means, okay, you're mixing the preparations that you did before Yontif with the preparations you're doing on Yontif for Shabbos. Another reason why it's called Erev is worked down by the Rambam, as understood by the Hasogos HaRaavad, and he says it comes from a borrowed Lashon from Eruve Chatzeros, just like we call an Erev or an Erev Chatzeros, and that is because that is it's combining all the people together, mixing them together, like they all belonged into one house. So he says, so this Erev Tavshilin is very similar to an Erev Chatzeros, and just like the Erev Chatzeros mixes all the people together, and it's now recognizable that they're all one unit, so too, this mixture of the food that you prepared on Erev Shabbos with the food that you're pairing on Erev Yontif, that mixture from the pre-Yontif to the pre-Shabbos, that's a mixing it, and therefore that's how this word Erev works. He adds that the Takanas of Erev Tavshilin works Mishum Heker, she'osu lasos b'Yontif v'locho, she'enol tzorech hayom. And it's now recognizable that you can't do this alone without the previous mixing it with the Erev Tavshilin stuff. Finally, the third reason is from the Raavad, and he says the Lashon of Erev Tavshilin you're combining the doing the things that you need to be done on Erev Yontif with those that need to be done on Erev Shabbos, and as if you're doing them all together. Now we go back to Mishnah Berurah. He writes, because of Achronim, the Achronim write, to be Yontif Shecholios be'Erev Shabbos, when Yontif comes out on Friday afternoon, you have to be careful that when you go out preparing with your Erev Tavshilin, you should make sure that you finish doing this when it's still day. In other words, it's still time for you to eat and benefit from this fruit on Yontif. If you do it too late, right before it gets dark, and you won't be able to use any of this food on Yontif itself, then that's a problem. This has the possibility of being a melacha d'oraisa. As we pointed out, according to the understanding of the Rabbah, that it's only holy mikloy archim, since it's only because guests may come, that in retrospect, it could be not called cooking on Friday to Shabbos, Friday Yontif to Shabbos, and not being over the issa d'oraisa, but that's assuming that there's still time to eat it. If there's no time for holy mikloy archim, so then it's potentially an issa d'oraisa. And therefore, the same thing applies if you're insulating stuff for Shabbos. You have to have it at least cooked till the Michael Ben Dosoi. That's a whole famous machlokes. Rashi and the Rambam, it's a half or it's a third. We had this previously, but the food has to be cooked that it's edible on Yontif. If it hasn't cooked to be edible on Yontif, so then you're running into this potential problem of it being an issur d'oraisa. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah writes, because for many times, based upon this reasoning, Nogu lahakdim tefilas arvis b'leil Shabbos. That's why many places of the custom that they daven Mariv early on that Friday night after Yontif, kishachol somach Yontif, when Thursday or Friday are Yontif and Chutz L'Aretz, they'll daven Mariv Friday night early in order kidei shelo yisachem leches bishulo b'Yontif at somach l'chashecha. This way you're forcing people, so to say, to prepare all the things for Shabbos much earlier in the day. So when you're making Shabbos early, it's not really Shabbos yet, but this way you guarantee that they're not going to be over any Yisurim, according to this opinion. And he says, furthermore, looking at this long Bir HaLocha over here, Dibra Maskul V'ayidei Erev V'chule, which Chavetz Chaim goes through these Shitos in great detail, and he concludes at the very end, the last six or seven lines of this Bir HaLocha. He says, Aki Nira, Da'av Delechatchila B'vadi Tzorach Lizor Kedas Kol HaNira V'oso Hanal. You have to really be machmir l'chatchil, like all of these rabbanim, that you should go and cook much earlier in the afternoon with an Erev Tavshilin. Vishu binyan d'oraisa, because it's a concern of an issa d'oraisa, kemoshi kosra achronim, as was explained Nevertheless, b'shas hadchak yesh lomar kedai heim rabosein or rishonim ma'el lismach aleim b'inyan somach hashecha. There will be opinions that allow you to go cook right before Shabbos starts when it's still yontif, and this includes the Rosh, the Tur, and Tosfos. He says, "Koshkin certainly on Yom Tov Sheni Shugolius should the Rabbanan bevada yesh lismach lochel esarch." In their extenuating circumstances, certainly we make go once a Thursday, Friday yontif, as opposed to a Friday Shabbos yontif. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says here. The b'shasat chaki yesh lohokel b'yom tov sheni shechol b'erev Shabbos, that one could be make of one had to. However, that's only im nesacha bishul l'Shabbos atzobach l'Shabbos. You shouldn't do this, but this is only in a case of after the fact, and now it's very close to Shabbos. Vach b'yom tov rishon, even under circumstances when it's yom tov rishon is Friday, after the yesh lohokel b'shasat chaki, maybe there you can also be make of under extenuating circumstances. However, l'chatchila b'vadei tzorch l'zor b'zeh, one shouldn't rely upon this l'chatchila. And especially b'frat b'yom tov rishon shu d'oraisa, because that's an issa d'oraisa potentially. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Pirush inyan erev hu." The understanding of how an erev tashilin works is shi'avashol v'yefim yom tov l'shabbos, imashibishol v'ofel kvar mi erev yom tov l'shem Shabbos. That you're combining, as we pointed out, the items that were made on erev yom tov with those that are being made on yom tov erev Shabbos, and therefore v'nimsa shlo hischa b'locha b'yom tov elogamar. So you're not starting on Yontif Shab, preparing for Shabbos, but you really are just finishing up. However, the Ramah adds, Hagah, Umutu laniach Erev, you are allowed to do an Erev Tashilin on Erev Yontif Sofik, whether it's already Yontif, in that Sofik situation, brings up in the Mordechai, you can rely upon it. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Dalid, Siman Sofik Hashech, and this bar with Siman Reish Samachal, we already learned what this is talking about. When is it this Bein Hashmoshes period of time? Is it dark? Is it light? We learned there the different Zmanim of the day, the Vur Sham, Kishanir, Shlosha, Kohov, Beinonim, Huvadi Laila. And we said that when three middle sized stars comes out, then it's definitely nighttime, and the time period before that is this Sofik, is it day, is it night? Because of Achron and Dimikiba, love Yontov, Bamiris Baruchu, if you accept it upon yourself Yontov by saying Baruchu, Shuv Enu Yochel Ayr, then you can't make an Erev Tashilin. The Bakawah is Yontov, Nechshav Hazman, Ki Yom Tovade, because then it's already Yontov, as you said, Baruchu. Now, Vidavko Bekabalas Baruchu, Shubalas Tzibur, when you say Baruchu along with the Tzibur, that means it's Yontov. Vaav, Imhulo Omar Baruchu, even if you didn't say Baruchu, if you're in a one shul town and there's one Tzibur and they said Baruchu, so Nigrachar Tzibur, you follow after the Tzibur, as we've already learned also in Hilchos Shabbos, Kavur B'Simin Reish Samachim Osef Yubeis. However, Avo Kabalas Atzmo, Afshikibo Befeirish, even if you said out loud, I hereby accept upon myself Yontov, but nobody else did yet at this point in time, Efshur de lo mahani l'inyan zeh, this might still allow you to make an erev tavshilin. The yachol adayin la'ariv im od lo choshcha. If it's not nightfall yet, it's not sofik ben hashmashos, so then you would still be allowed to make an erev tavshilin, even though you personally accepted upon yourself yontif. U'bishas etchak, and in a shas etchak, even af achar baruchu, even if it's after baruchu, because man shalom ispalu atzibur mariv, they haven't yet davened mariv, they just said baruchu, as long as it's not really dark, so then you'd be allowed to still make an Erev Tashilin under extenuating circumstances. Mishmur continues and says, if you came to Shul to daven Mincha and you realize you didn't make an Erev Tashilin, what are you going to do? And if you get back to your house, you're going to be too late to daven Mincha and do the Erev Tashilin, so what should you do? So he says, go daven Mincha. So what you should do is hand over all of your food to somebody else. In theory, you don't have any food, and you're not preparing your food. And any food that you're preparing is his food, and he made an Erev Tashilin. Would be better if there was a person that you could send home, and you dive it in the shul, and he goes home and makes your Erev Tashilin for you. The best Eitzah would be to have somebody else do this. Now the obvious question is, and this is discussed in great detail in Dirshu footnote number 11, is why can't in this situation you just say in shul, I'm hereby making an Erev Tashilin? This is a big machlokas. We don't have a lot of time to go through this, but basically you have one opinion. It says that you must hold on to it. You have to do this achiza. When you say, behadein eruva, with this item, this food, this cooked item, this baked item, with this I'm making the Erev Tashilin, and you actually have to hold on to it. Whereas on the other hand, the Tiberius Stroll and others say, no, you can make the Erev Tashilin in shul on the food that you have in your house. Then you have an additional discussion. What happens if you designated the Erev Tashilin in your house, but you just didn't do the Erev Tashilin? So then there's even more room to be makel under this circumstance. And I in this beautiful footnote, the issue footnote number 11, for all of these details. The issue footnote number 12 also has some interesting ideas. in terms of borrowing some food from a neighbor who lives right near the shul and make the Erev Tavshil on that. Lav Davka has to be that the actual stuff in your house, it could be someplace else as well. Ayin Sham, and there's many other interesting ideas. Maybe we'll pick up some of this tomorrow. With that, we can conclude today's shiur.